News Radio 1070 WKOK presents Shikellamy Braves Wrestling. Braves Wrestling on WKOK is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Purdy Insurance, Wise Markets, Sunbury Motor Company, Lackawanna College, J.D. Feaster Earthworks, W&L Subaru, Pelican Snowballs, Free Fallen Grill, Aubrey Alexander Toyota, Add One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Fresh Roasted Coffee, Reed Relations Consulting, and Penn's Tavern. Now, let's go mat side with Steve Williams.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Tonight, the Braves take their show on the road to Central Mountain to take on the undefeated Wildcats. Central Mountain in at 2-0, coming off a King of the Mountain championship, and quite a few state-ranked wrestlers in this lineup. The Braves in at 1-3 after losing to Southern Columbia on Tuesday evening. Getting things underway here very quickly, so we will take this short time out. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Will donate $250 to your choice of charity partners, and W&L will personally match the donation. Choose from the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, the National Park Foundation, or our hometown charities, Geisinger Children's Miracle Network or Haven Ministries.
Plus, you can take advantage of as low as 1.9% financing on all 2023 Subaru Forester models.
Off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLSubaru.com.
Financing for well-qualified applicants only. Subaru Forester models excludes PFF model trim. See W&L Subaru for complete details. Offers expire 1/2/24.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Life's expensive. From Claire's piano lessons to Fido's weekly dog grooming. But shopping for everyday essentials this Christmas doesn't have to be. With Wise Market's low, low price holiday favorites, saving money on your family's everyday purchases this Christmas just got a little easier. And now you can watch all those savings add up to even bigger holiday rewards, which you can redeem for gas, groceries, or even a holiday ham for Christmas. Now that's rewarding. That's Wise.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve you.
Pelican Snowballs Sunbury is the Susquehanna Valley's home of the world's best snowball, serving you the softest shaved ice with over 100 flavors to choose from every day. Open daily from April through September along Shikellamy Avenue in Sunbury. We can also serve the world's best snowball at any type of event that you're planning. Contact us to schedule your 2024 event today. For more information, visit us on Facebook at Pelican Sunbury PA. Pelican Snowball Sunbury. Come taste happy.
40 years of business. It must be doing something right. Add One thanks to customers for all the support. Many of them have been with Add One for all of those 40 years. Stick with a locally owned company when you're in need of employee apparel, customer appreciation gifts, and spirit fundraising program items. They have pens and just about anything you could put a logo on. Add One wishes everyone happy holidays and a prosperous new year. Go to mypromotionalneeds.com. That's mypromotionalneeds.com. Add One Advertising and Design.
Welcome back to Central Mountain High School, just moments away from the start of this match between the Braves and the Wildcats. We will start tonight at 127 pounds. Eben Kisner for the Braves, a junior at 3-5, ranked regionally fifth, against Aiden Coons, a freshman at 10-3. He's ranked number 10 in the state. So right off the bat, we're going to see one of the many state-ranked wrestlers for the Wildcats. Earlier here this evening, the Braves Junior High dropping a 50-36 decision to the Central Mountain Junior High. But the Braves girls in action tonight, they avenged a loss from Sunday to Central Mountain, beating the Wildcats by a score of 30-24. So the Braves girls winning their second match of the young season look very good doing it. So, the wrestlers out on the mat, shake hands, and we are underway. Coons wades in, ties up on the head of Kisner. Tries to pull a Russian hook out on the right arm. Kisner fighting it. Coons, oh, nice shot in on the right leg. And a two-point takedown by Aiden Coons. He attacked the leg on the side. He had the Russian hook. Just cleared the arm out and got the takedown as they go off the edge of the mat. So Coons up 2-0. Just a ninth grader. Gonna let Kisner up. Well, let's say he's gonna put his hands on the back. Yeah, he's gonna let him up. Used his hands for the optional start. So 2-1, snaps Kisner down. Circles, gets a leg, picks Kisner up, puts him back down to the mat. 2-point takedown for Aiden Coons. He leads 4-1. Coons trying to bar in the left arm of Evan Kisner. Works from the rear back to the left side. Tight waist. Ties up the far arm. They go off the edge of the mat with 40 seconds to go in the first period. One of Central Mountain's top wrestlers, Luke Simcox, he was a state champion 2 years ago, out with a thumb injury. They introduced him, but he did not even weigh in, so he will not be in the lineup. But they've got plenty of other firepower, currently ranked third in the state. Reinforced bar on the left side. Aiden Coons rolls Shiklemy's Eben Kisner through. Referee holding two as he still has that reinforced bar. Kisner trying to clear the arm and does in a 2-point near fall for Coons. So after a period of wrestling, the score 6-1 in favor of Aiden Coons from Central Mountain. Second period wrestling, choice goes to Coons. He defers. Kisner going to go down on a mat. He gets down. He's set. Coons on top. And we're back underway. Kisner sits. Clears the hips. Coons tightens him back up with that reinforced bar on the left side. Gets a quick two-second tilt as Kisner gets back to his stomach. Two-point near fall. For Coons, he leads 8-1. Kisner back to his knees. Coons 2-on-1 on the right arm. Now 2-on-1 on the left arm as he breaks Kisner down. Reinforced bar on the left side, going to collect some more near fall points. Bar arm left, half Nelson right. He's got Kisner flat on his stomach. Steps out to the right side. Kisner peels off the half. Two-point near fall for Aiden Coons. He leads 10-1. Goes to work with a claw ride on the right side. Kisner peels that off, sits. Coons Bar arm. Rolls Kistner over onto his back. Going to get some more near fall points. Referee holding three. He's got that bar sunk in deep on the right side. The three-point near fall. 13-1 lead as they go off the edge of the mat. Aiden Coons. A tilting machine. And again, just a freshman. Ranked 10th in the state, according to PA Power Wrestling. Kisner to his feet. Coons picks him up. Puts him back down. Stays in control. It is the end of the second period. A big period for Aiden Coons. 13-1 lead for the Wildcat. Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Coons going to go down on the mat. Kisner on top, and we're back underway. Kisner steps to the right side. Coons stays small underneath, stands. Standing switch comes around to the rear. Two-point reversal. 15-1 on the reversal for Coons. Coons riding right side. Bars in the left arm, reinforces it. Trying to use that for another tilt. Kisner clears his arms. Coons from behind. Goes 2-on-1 on the left arm. Trying to work that bar in. Kisner keeps the arm out. Presses back to his knees. Coons from behind. Wrist control. Gets his weight forward. Breaks Kisner to the mat. Kisner stands. 1 point escape for Kisner. 15-2. Now they lock up head to head. And Coons, lateral drop, puts Kisner to his back. So, man, Kisner rolls through, so we'll get a technical fall. Three-point near fall, I believe. So it'll be 20-2 and 2:35. So that will put Central Mountain out on top by the score of 5-0. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
And we are back. While you were away, 133 Isaac McGregor, state-ranked 21st senior, was given a forfeit. Nobody wants to wrestle Isaac this year, so the Braves lead 6-5 as we head into 139 pounds. So, all right. So it's Brubaker for the Braves. Derek Brubaker, senior at 0-4. Patrick Tarantelli, freshman, 6-5, ranked 8th regionally. So they are already playing around with the lineup here for Central Mountain. Tarantelli with the takedown. Lets Brubaker up. Takes him down again. This time trying to put him over onto his back. Puts him into a cradle. He's got him in the near side cradle, stacking him over, and he pins him. 43 seconds. of the first period. Tarantelli with the fall. That makes the score 11-6 in favor of Central Mountain. And we are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shikellamy High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
Hey, wrestling fans, get set for an awesome season with Shikellamy High School Wrestling, sponsored in part by Reed Relations Consulting Sports Marketing. Reed Relations is excited to sponsor Shikellamy High School Wrestling broadcast on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Tune in to catch all the action live, from takedowns to pins. It's going to be amazing. Reed Relations Sport Marketing supports high school, college, and professional athletes of all sports with expert branding services. Join us in celebrating teamwork and competition as we wish the Braves the best of luck during this season. Reed Relations Sports Marketing. Unleash your personal brand. Visit reedrelations.org to learn more. Let's make this season legendary.
And we are back. Lots happening since you left. Not even sure where you were, but 139 pounds, Patrick Tarantelli, a 43-second fall over Derek Brubaker, and then at 145 pounds, Carnell Noon, a 20-second fall over Shikellamy's Connor Sleer. We now have... All right, that's exactly what I thought. A.J. Benedict, a junior for the Braves at 0-2. Dalton Perry, a senior at 4-1, currently ranked third in the state. He was a state champion 2 years ago and is already going to work on A.J. Two takedowns, an escape in between. Two escapes now. 4-2 lead for Perry. And a lateral drop by Perry to a headlock, and he's got Benedict on his back. Applies the pressure, and he pins him. 47 seconds of the first period. 23-6 in favor of Central Mountain. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shikellamy High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
And we are back, 160. Cole Wetzel, a junior for the Braves, 4-5, ranked fifth regionally, state number three. Griffin Wallizer, a senior at 9-2, and we are underway. Wetzel underneath, he's got the arm trying to barrel roll Wallizer over. Wallizer takes a front head and arm. Wetzel snaps him down, circles around, and a two-point takedown for Cole Wetzel as he barrel rolls Wallizer to the mat. 2-0 lead, first lead of the evening for the Braves. Actually, I think it's the first takedown. Central Mountain has absolutely dominated to this point. Cross face by Wetzel. Wallizer peels that off. Wallizer trying to get to his base, does. Inside stand up by Griffin Wallizer. Stands, posts the hands of Wetzel, and a one-point escape. 2-1 lead for Cole Wetzel. Now the wrestlers lock up on their feet. Wetzel tries to bump the arm up, looks for a leg. Wallizer steps away. All eyes are an arm pass off the edge of the mat. 15 seconds to go, 2-1 lead for Wetzel. Back in the center. They tie up. Walleiser tries to snap Wetzel down. They break apart. And that is the end of the first period. 2-1, Cole Wetzel of Shikellamy with a lead over Griffin Walleiser. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Wetzel will start on the bottom. He gets set. Walleiser taking his time. And Wetzel going to be cautioned. Didn't have his hands out far enough. Caution on Wetzel. Walleiser on top now. We're back underway. Walleiser half Nelson right. Wetzel up on all four stands. Working on the hands and a one-point escape for Shikellamy's Cole Wetzel. 3-1 lead. Wetzel looks for a leg, gets to the leg. Walleiser with a whizzer. Turns. Wetzel with a head outside single. And they go off the edge of the mat. Back center circle. 1:24 to go in the second period, 3-1 Cole Wetzel lead. Wrestlers lock up, break apart. Walleiser thinks about going for a leg on Wetzel. Wetzel blocks him and they go off the edge of the mat. Back in the center. Wetzel stalks in on Walleiser. Walleiser gives ground. Wetzel carefully reaches in, takes the head of Griffin Walleiser. Walleiser tried to hit him with an arm pass earlier. They break apart. Now Walleiser ties up in the head of Cole Wetzel. Wetzel peels that off. Back on their feet, tied up, may break apart again. Wetzel really assuming a very low stance to keep Walleiser off of those legs. Trying to set up with a head tie, nothing there. That is the end of the second period. The score 3-1. Shikellamy's Cole Wetzel leading Griffin Walleiser of Central Mountain. They'll start the third period. Referee's down position. Walleiser on the bottom. Wetzel steps from the left to the right, goes to work with a claw ride on the right side. Trying to flatten Walleiser out. Riding one-on-one on the left wrist. Walleiser now clears the wrist, stands, posts the hands. No, he doesn't. Wetzel picks him up, plants him back down right off the edge of the mat. Turking the legs on the way down, ran out of mat space. 1:36 to go. Again, Wetzel, left side rear, goes to the right side. Inside stand-up by Walleiser. And he will clear the hands. 1 point escape. 3-2, takedown wins it here. Minute 20 to go. On their feet, locked up. Walleiser tries to snap Wetzel down. Wetzel has stayed in excellent position throughout this match. Now he has stopped moving his feet, but he has pretty much stayed low and not really given Walleiser much to look for. Walleiser again tries to penetration step in. Oh, Wetzel had a beautiful opening on the reshot. Couldn't take it. Now he's in deep on a single. Walleyes are stretching them out. And they go off the edge of the mat with 42 seconds. Back into the center. Walleyes moves in. Looks for a leg. And Wetzel going to be warned for stalling. Now on a reshot. Wetzel goes in and under. Should not have done that as he got his head caught in there. Wisely gets out of it as they go off the edge of the mat. Reshot a little bit too slow. Just about got caught. He's going to have to be careful with that stalling call. Walleyes wades in on him. Snaps down on the head. Tries to throw him by. And does. Comes around to the rear. 2-point takedown. And he'll be able to ride him out. And, wow, Cole Wetzel devastated after losing 4-3 with just 11 seconds to go on the clock. Walleyes with the win. 26-6 in favor of Central Mountain. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hey, wrestling fans. Get set for an awesome season with Shikellamy High School Wrestling, sponsored in part by Reed Relations Consulting, Sports Marketing. Reed Relations is excited to sponsor Shikellamy High School Wrestling broadcast on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Tune in to catch all the action live from takedowns to pins. It's going to be amazing. Reed Relations Sport Marketing supports high school, college, and professional athletes of all sports with expert branding services. Join us in celebrating teamwork and competition as we wish the Braves the best of luck during this season. Reed Relations Sports Marketing. Unleash your personal brand. Visit ReedRelations.org to learn more. Let's make this season legendary.
And we are back. 172 pounds. Connor Wetzel, a junior for the Braves, 8-2, ranked 7th in the state. He'll wrestle Jacob Weaver, a junior, at 8-5. And we are underway. Wow, what a heartbreaker. 11 seconds left on the clock. Walleyes gets the takedown. Wrestler center circle. Wetzel tying up on the head of Weaver. And Weaver tries to snap Wetzel down. Wetzel in, looks for a leg. Weaver quickly gets out of that and gets back to his feet. On their feet, they lock up, break apart. Wetzel driving Weaver back, but just hand fighting right now. Nobody able to get any kind of an advantage. On their feet, center of the mat. Wetzel again looks for a leg. Tries to snap Weaver down. Weaver staying in very good position. Big muscular kid. Wetzel looks for a leg. Weaver on the reshot. Nothing. Weaver underhook on the left side. That is the end of the first period, and they will go into the second period tied 0-0. Choice goes to Weaver in the second period. He's going to go down on the mat. That is the call, especially if you go into overtime. And we're back underway. Wetzel from left to right side tries to drag Weaver down. Weaver, a big, strong kid, posts the hands, stands, and escapes. And again, hand fighting as the two clash. Weaver looks for a leg on Wetzel. Wetzel snaps him down, circles Weaver quickly back to his feet. They break apart right at Matt's edge. Wetzel in deep on a single and runs out of Matt's space. Now Connor's been able to make some penetration, but got to do it in the middle. Ben locked up. Weaver moving. Wetzel moves in. They lock up. Oh, nice duck under by Weaver. Wetzel circles the opposite way. Two-point takedown as he circles to the rear. Weaver momentarily getting out of position there, and Wetzel taking advantage of it and getting the takedown. He leads 2-1 with 50 seconds to go in the second period. Weaver stands and escapes. We're tied at 2. Wetzel in again looking for a leg, but again at Matt's edge. Weaver sprawls. Wetzel walks the leg in. And a stalemate stop in the action, says the referee. 26 seconds. On their feet. Wetzel trying to get some hand control. Weaver just blocking everything. Weaver shot from the outside. Didn't set it up. Didn't get anything. And they're back on their feet neutral. And we will go into the third period tied 2-2. Escape, takedown, escape. Wetzel getting the takedown. He is going to go down on the mat to start the third period. He is set. Jacob Weaver on top. Picks an ankle. Weaver hanging on that ankle. Wetzel on the mat. Tries to switch. Weaver still has the ankle. And going to get called for hanging on the ankle. Correct call by the referee. Minute 44 is a restart. And we got a bloody nose on Connor Wetzel. Give me a minute here to take a look at how the Braves girls did here this afternoon or this evening. We had double forfeits at 100 and 106. At 112, Emma Scarborough for Central Mountain receiving a forfeit. Double forfeit at 118. The Braves get a forfeit from Skylar Wiest at 124. At 130 pounds, Kennedy Metzger for Central Mountain, a first period fall over Natalie Souza. A little freshman, she looked pretty good, very aggressive, but Metzger took it out on her, pinned her in the first period. At 136, Isabella Marlowe for the Braves receiving a forfeit. At 142 pounds, Austin Falls of Central Mountain was the winner by fall over Emma Brown of Shikellamy. 148 pounds, Jersey Herb, the junior, receiving a forfeit. Double forfeit at 155, and then really what the whole match came down to was the last two contested bouts. 170 pounds, Rosalind Snyder of Shikellamy, leading 2-0 after a period, pinned Callie Chella in the second period. That put the Braves up 24-18, and then Abigail McClinsky put it away for the Braves with a first period fall over Ellen Banfield. Braves winning 30-24. Central Mountain getting a forfeit in the final 8. So the Braves turn the results from Sunday around, get the win. We're back underway, and Wetzel quickly stands and escapes. So Connor Wetzel leading by the score of 3-2. With a minute 25 to go in the bout. Connor, oh, nice knee pull. And gets Weaver out of position and a takedown, 5-2 lead for Wetzel. Trying to work a bar arm in on the right side, now trying to get in on the left side. Weaver presses back to his base, stands. Works the hands free and a one-point escape for Jake Weaver. Weaver looks for a leg. Wetzel snaps him down. Front head and arm. Circles the opposite way. Weaver stands. Nothing. 40 seconds to go. Weaver looks for a leg. Wetzel snaps him down. Arm pass on his knees. Circles around. Needs to bring him to the mat. Weaver fighting to stay on his feet and a two-point takedown. As Wetzel breaks him down, looks for a quick tilt, does not get it, but leads 7-3. Wetzel working right side. Weaver stands. They're going to go off the edge of the mat with 6 seconds to go. It looks like the Braves will grab their first win of the evening. Weaver stands. Wetzel breaks him down. Weaver fighting to get to his feet. Wetzel able to hold him down, and that's the way it will end. So Connor Wetzel, a 7-3 decision. That brings the Braves to 9, Central Mountain 26. And we are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Every season comes with a list of to-dos. That's why Service First Federal Credit Union offers everyday equity. With its unique home equity line of credit, pay tuition, plan vacation, kick off remodeling projects, and much more. Everyday equity provides easy access to funds, low monthly payments, and the flexibility to lock in Service First great low rates on up to 2 segments of your line. Controlling your budget and accomplishing your goals just got easier. Apply today. Visit serviceone.org. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And we are back. We know it's Christian Bosch. Got to wait for the announcement here.
29 for Christian Bosch for Central Bryce Brungard.
Bryce Brungard is who we are looking at here. Brungard, a junior, 11-4, ranked 25th in the state. We'll move him up there, move Weaver out. All right, so Christian Bosch, sophomore, 3-4, 11-4, junior Bryce Brungard. And we are underway. Brungard shoots in on the left leg of Bosch. Bosch whizzers, balances on his right leg. Brungard trying to kick the stilt out. And now does, tackles the legs, 2-point takedown for Brungard. He leads 2-0. Bosch works back to his knees. Brungard right at Matt's edge. Reinforced bar on the right side. And he puts Bosch over onto his back. Referee counting out near fall points. Bosch rolls through. He's got that reinforced bar in tight on the left side. 3-point near fall. He'll go back to work with a bar arm on the left side. Trying to walk the arm up over on Bosch. Bosch fighting. Brungard steps through, going to collect some more near fall points. Referee counting out 3 near fall points at the buzzer, so an 8-0 lead.
Good job, Bryce.
For Bryce Brungard. Boy, with this Central Mountain team, the hits just keep on coming. Up next will be Rocco Serafini, ranked 7th in the state. Giovanni Tarantelli, ranked 16th in the state at 107. Gavin Heverly, ranked 17th in the state. Luke Garmin, oh, he's only ranked 4th in the region. And then Jagger Pardo, ranked 7th in the region. Central Mountain ranked 3rd in the state in dual meet standings. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. And it'll be Brungard in the down position. He stands. Works the hands of Bosch free. No, still doesn't. Bosch is going to be warned for stalling on top. Drags Brungard down, going to get blocking hands. And a 2-point reversal. So that was pretty costly for Christian. A stalling call a locked hand technical violation and a two-point reversal. Now leads or trails 11 to nothing. Brungard, left side, one-on-one on that left arm. Tries to work the arm free on the back. Has it on the back. Wants to use that for some near fall points. Bush to his knees. Brungard trying to run that arm. Steps out. And they roll out of bounds. 46 seconds in the second period. 11-0 the lead for Bryce Brungard. Bosch up on all fours. Brungard from the left side. Got to be careful. They'll throw those far side cradles on you like crazy. Two on one. Now reinforced bar left. Brungard trying to use that for some near fall points. Bosch stays big on the mat, as big as he can, so he comes back the opposite way. And he puts Bosch on his back. Going to pick up another three-point near fall, 14 to nothing. Picks an ankle, brings Bosch down. That is the end of the second period. 14 to nothing lead for Bryce Brungard. Choice in the third period goes to Shikalami's Christian Bosch. He'll go down on the mat. Brungard looks over to his side for his orders. They're going to tell him to keep him down there. He's been getting tilts like crazy. Now he gets another tilt. He gets a tech fall, or he can pin him from there. Works out to the right side. One-on-one on the right arm. And rolls Bosch over. So unless he pins him here, we're going to have another technical fall. And indeed, there it is. So .428, the time of the fall. And by the score of 17 to nothing, 31 to 9 in favor of Central Mountain. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, it's Mike from Aubrey Alexander Toyota, home of the low price guarantee. If you beat our deal, we'll pay you $1,000. Aubrey Alexander Toyota would like to wish the Shikalimi Braves wrestling team good luck in their upcoming season, and a special shout out to my son, Senior Alex Reed. Go get him, kid. Aubrey Alexander Toyota, on the strip in Sealands Grove, taking the deals the other guys won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships, what a way to go.
And we are back. 215 pounds. We got number 7 in the state, number 11 in the state. And right now, number 7 in the state, Rocco Serafini in on the single on the leg of Brody Raybuck. Two-point takedown. Raybuck, the sophomore at 9-1. He is ranked 11th. Serafini, a senior at 10-1. Raybuck up on all fours. Serafini tight waist, chops off in that right arm. Breaks him down. Riding from her rear. Raybuck up on all fours. Serafini riding tight hips. Raybuck not able to create any space whatsoever. Serafini one-on-one on the left arm. Raybuck clears it. Serafini goes half Nelson left. They go off the edge of the mat. 41 seconds to go in the first period. He'll come back to the center for a restart. C
Serafini tight waist. Chops off that left arm. Wants to put a reinforced bar in there. Raybuck not going to let him do it. Hand fighting underneath. Raybuck trying to clear that arm. Serafini puts a half Nelson in on the left side. Breaks Raybuck down.
15, Rock. Stay tough.
Stays in control.
Got six.
And that is the end of the first period with a score 2-0. Rocco Serafini of Central Mountain over Shikellamy's Brody Raybuck. We got some blood time on Serafini. Yes, that's who they're going to check on. Raybuck comes over, gets a word from his coaches. Serafini going to get mopped up. He's going to clean up the mat a little bit. Boy, this Central Mountain team, nothing but tough. Wow, impressive. Not the Braves didn't come to wrestle them, but, boy, they just haven't been given even a half inch of room to move. Doug Buckwalter, the assistant coach for Central Mountain, coming out, talking to Serafini. Before they got things underway here tonight, they honored the 1999 team that wrestled. They were the first team to wrestle here. I was here. I don't remember them. They look different. They're old men now. And that's how long Central Mountain has been around. Prior to that, it was Lock Haven, Baldingle Nittany, and Sugar Valley. They joined those three schools, and boy, they have not looked back. They have produced all kinds of state champions and some really impressive wrestlers here, and they got another crop of them here. Second period wrestling, referees down position. Serafini on the bottom. He quickly escapes. Raybuck in. He's got a double, steps into that double. Trying to pick up Serafini. Serafini fighting, looking for the edge of the mat, and he finds it. Back in the center. 3-0 lead for Rocco Serafini. On their feet. Raybuck in deep on a single. Rolls through. Comes out the rear. 2-point takedown for Brody. 3-2 lead for Serafini. Raybuck picks an inside ankle. One-on-one on the right arm. Driving Serafini into the mat, and Raybuck going to be warned for stalling, for hanging on the ankle. Again, proper call. Second time we've seen it tonight. 3-2 lead for Serafini. .103 to go in the second period. Serafini stands. Raybuck picks up the leg, steps through to trip, and Serafini laces around. 2-point reversal. Wow. That is one experienced wrestler that Serafini felt that coming and was able to step around on it. .5-2 lead for Serafini. He's now finally clears his legs. Gets around to the rear of Raybuck. It was almost like somebody told him that was coming. He was ready for it. Really felt it. Use it to his advantage. Serafini with a 2-on-1. He's going to finish the second period on top. That is the end of the second period. 5-2 the lead for Rocco Serafini. Raybuck getting a takedown in that period, but
you go, Rock, stay top.
Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Raybuck on the bottom. He's set. Serafini on top. We're back underway. Serafini. Tight waist drives Raybuck head first into the mat. Tight waist trying to bar in that right arm. Raybuck fighting it underneath. Serafini riding the wrist, keeps his weight forward. Raybuck trying to clear the arms. Serafini just keeping him busy, keeps the arms tied up, keeps his weight on his toes, keeps everything forward. And Raybuck not able to get away, trails 5-2, and we got a stop in the action. I think Serafini lost his nose plug. That is it. That is the reason for the timeout. This time, Biff Wallizer out on the mat for Central Mountain, the head coach, along with Buck Walter, a couple of trainers. Well, the Braves have a week off next Friday and Saturday. They will head down to Conestoga Valley to wrestle in the Neil Turner Memorial Tournament at Conestoga Valley High School. That is a real tough tournament. And then in 2 weeks, the Braves will host the Milton Black Panthers at the Lockheed. Of course, we'll be there for that. We will not be at Conestoga. Not sure. I may be at Conestoga, but we won't be broadcasting from there. Wrestling back underway. Serafini with the tight waist. Picks an ankle. And again, Raybuck just not able to get his hands clear. Can't get hand control. So as a result, you're not going to get an escape unless you can get that hand control. Serafini 2-on-1 on the left arm.
9-40.
Raybuck clears the hand. Serafini goes back to work with a tight waist. Steps to the right side.
Keep him in, Rock.
Raybuck trying to get back to his knees. Serafini loses the nose plug. Referee didn't see it. And now he sees it. So with 17 seconds to go, the score 5-2 in favor of Serafini. Coach Wetzel coaching up Brody Raybuck. Brody shaking his head, yeah. A little different when you're in the grips of this Rocco Serafini. He is something special. Raybuck set. Serafini on top. He'll break him back down again. Raybuck stands. Almost a backward souffle by Serafini to put him back down. Raybuck back to his feet. Working on the hands. Serafini pulls him on top. Just about a reversal by Raybuck, but he's going to run out of time. So Rocco Serafini, a 5-2 decision win over Shikellamy's Brody Raybuck. 34-9 in favor of Central Mountain. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
It's tough to find a place for lunch or dinner that has something for everybody. Why don't you try something new on Walnut Street in Sunbury, just up the road from Shikellamy Stadium? It's Free Fallen Grill. There really is something for everybody on their menu that'll make them happy.
Yep, Free Fallen Grill has burgers, pizzas, hot subs, cold subs, wraps, sandwiches too. And check out their Facebook page for daily specials. Free Fallen Grill offers local delivery too. Open Tuesday through Friday 10 to 7 and Saturday 11 to 7. Call 570-917-4588 and make everyone happy.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
And we are back while you were away. 285 pounds of forfeit for the Braves to Giovanni Tarantella. The score 40-9 as we move back down the weight ladder to 107 pounds. And for the Braves, it'll be Jacob Hendricks, a freshman at 2-5. Gavin Heverly, a freshman at 8-3. Heverly ranks 17th in the state right now. And he gets a quick two-point takedown. Pushes Hendricks away. Pushes Hendricks into the referee. Hendricks goes flying. The referee goes flying. He acts like nothing happened. Hendricks acts like nothing happened. We're back to the middle for the restart. 2-1 lead for Heverly. Heverly in deep on the legs of Hendricks. Hendricks in the waterfall, upside down. Heverly trying to work the legs free. Sits back. And turns. Takes the ankle. 2-point takedown for Heverly. He leads 4-1. 4-2 as he lets Jake Hendricks up. On their feet. Inside trip attempt by Heverly. Heverly with a headlock. Hendricks rolls him through. Oh, just about off the edge of the mat. What a great counter by Jacob Hendricks. Kept the momentum going on that headlock and just about had Heverly on his back. On their feet, Hendricks moving in on Heverly. Now they lock up. Locked up. Hendricks tries to throw Heverly by Heverly again with a headlock. This time Hendricks not able to roll him through. He's got Hendricks on his back with a headlock. Hendricks rolls him through. 2-point reversal. Elevated him over and rolled him through, but that was, what, a 4-point move? And then a 2-point move. 9-4 is the score with 10 seconds to go. But what a move by Jacob Hendricks. They stand and go off the edge of the mat with 6 seconds to go. And now Hendricks with a bloody nose. Been impressive with Jake Hendricks early in the season. He's got a lot of go in him. He gets some experience. He's going to be one tough customer. Just a freshman. And that's not a bloody nose, it's a bloody lip. And better check the referee. He took as big a flyer as any of them now. Really, somebody over there kind of chiding him about it, and he's laughing about it. And he's going to go across the way. The Dean of Pennsylvania Wrestling, Tom Elling, working for the Record Online. He goes over and the referee makes a remark to Coach Elling. Good to see him here tonight. Got to suffer some of his abuse, which I always appreciate. Great guy. Gabby Bradigan, who was here earlier with the girls, I got to introduce Tom to Gabby. Gabby, a big smile on his face when Tom recited everything she did. They remembered. Where's Gabby here working with the girls in her time off from Elmira College? We're back underway. Heverly stands, turns, and a two-point reversal. Ah, man, oh, man. Hate to give them up. 2 seconds, the two-point reversal, 11-4 in favor of Gavin Heverly. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Hendricks on top. Tight waist. Heverly stands. Hendricks drops to the leg. Breaks Heverly down. Heverly sprawls. Cross faces. And clears the leg. 1 point escape, 12-4. Yeah, we got some more blood. Jacob Hendricks does not like this. He wants to keep wrestling. You could tell by his body language. He doesn't care that he's bleeding. He wants to keep on wrestling. I'd like to take a moment to thank some of our sponsors here: Sunbury Motors, J.D. Feaster Earthworks, Purdy Insurance, Penn's Tavern, Aubrey Alexander Toyota, Wise Markets, and Lackawanna College. Also, big thanks to Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Service First Federal Credit Union, and the Free Fallen Grill, W&L Subaru, Pelican Snowballs, and Add One, and also to Fresh Roasted Coffee and Reed Relations Consulting. Thanks to each and every one of them for their support of Shiklemy Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Sunbury, Pennsylvania. We are back. Wrestlers on their feet, 12-4 lead for Heverly. Wrestlers lock up. Heverly up and down looking for an opening.
Keep the arm.
Inside trip, takes the arm, and a two-point takedown for Heverly. He leads 14-4. Throws the legs in on the right side, trying to use that leg Turk. Hendricks fighting him off. And we got more blood. More blood on the face of Jacob Hendricks. Minute one to go in the second period. 40-9. Central Mountain has this one locked up. The Braves have never beaten Central Mountain. The last time they won up here in the Lock Haven area, I'm not sure if it was Lock Haven or Bald Eagle Nittany. They beat both of those teams at one time. But as I mentioned, they honored the team from 1999 that was the first team to wrestle in here. So now you know how long ago it was that the Braves have won up here in Mattown, USA. Been a while. All right, what do we got? All right, Heverly going to let Hendricks up, 14-5. In deep on a double, picks Hendricks up, puts him down to the mat hard, and he pins him. 3:07 of the second period. The time of the fall for Gavin Heverly. That makes the score 46-9 in favor of Central Mountain. And we will be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This is Kyle.
And Haley.
December is a great month to celebrate the holidays at Penn's Tavern.
Every Tuesday is Tapas Tuesday. Choose three items from our tapas menu, plus one side, all for $19.95. Or just choose something from our regular menu.
Wednesday and Thursday, we also offer our authentic German dishes, along with our regular menu. Penn's Tavern gift certificates make the perfect present.
We are open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Located on Route 147 between Sunbury and Herndon on the beautiful Susquehanna River.
Merry Christmas from Penn's Tavern, a piece of heaven on Route 147.
And we are back. 114-pound sophomore Max Hallman for the Braves, 1-3, 5-4. Freshman Luke Garman for the Wildcats, ranked fourth in the region. And we are underway. Garman drops to a knee, now back to his feet. Hallman reaches in, ties up on the head of Luke Garman. Garman head tie on Hallman. They break apart. Working on their feet. Apart. Again, they tie up.
Don't chase him, Luke.
Garman really on the attack. Now shoots in, head inside single on the left leg of Hallman. Hallman elevates and Garman dumps him to the mat. 2-point takedown for Garman. And Hallman trying to snake around to the side.
Keep driving.
Carmen hanging on to the leg, not really going to be able to improve that position. And a stalemate stop in the action.
More time, stay calm.
3 seconds to go in the first period. And Garmin going to finish on top with a 2-0 lead over Shikellamy's Max Hallman. Second period choice to Hallman. He defers, and Garmin going to go down on the mat. He gets set. Hallman on top. We're back underway. Hallman, tight waist. Garmin up on all fours. Hallman from the left side. Crashes down on that right knee. Stays in control. Garmin sits, stands, turns. Tries to isolate the hands of Hallman. Hallman picks him up, plants him back down. And now stands 1 point escape. 3-0 lead for Luke Garmin. Garmin heavy on the head of Max Hallman. They break apart. Garmin circles to his left, comes back to the right, back to the left. Looks for a leg. Hallman front headlock as they stand on their feet. Garmin clears his head. Hallman pushes him away. Looks like Max took a thumb to the eye. Again, hand fighting, head ties. Some more hand fighting. Garmin head tie. Hallman clears his arm. Garmin heavy on the head. They break apart. On their feet. The wrestlers showing each other lots of respect. They will not go in on the legs.
10 seconds, Luke.
On their feet, they exchange glances, but no actual shots. One second period with a score 3-0 in favor of Luke Garmin over Shikellamy's Max Hallman, who will go down on the mat to start the third period. He is set. Garmin on top. Hallman tries to stand. Does. Garmin. 2-on-1. Hangs on. And Hallman isolates his leg. 1 point escape. We're at 3-1 with a minute 40 to go. Again, they lock up head-to-head. Break apart. On their feet. And again, break apart. They tie up. Now the wrestler willing to commit to a leg, trying to set something up with the head ties, but they're both tied up too tight. Now Hallman in on the leg, elevates the leg into the air, steps and bows. Garmin with a whizzer, steps over, and a 2-point takedown for Garmin. Five one lead. Hallman steps across from underneath. He's got the better hip position. Needs to get the head and the arms clear. Now Garmin gets his hips back up. Stays under the arms.
There you go.
And Max not able to isolate his arms and heads, and Garmin stays in control. Hallman steps across underneath again. This time clears the head. 2-point reversal, 5-3, but he's going to run out of time. It is the end of the match. 5-3, Luke Garman with the win, 49-9 in favor of Central Mountain. And the final match of the evening up when we come back. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Are you built for business? We are at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, and we can help you build a foundation for a successful career in business. Lackawanna College offers both associate and bachelor's degree programs, so you can go as far as you want to go. Take the first step. Explore our business programs at lackawanna.edu and see what we mean when we say we're built for business. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College. Visit lackawanna.edu today.
And we are back. Alex Reed for the Braves, a senior 6-3, 3-4 senior Jagger Pardo for the Wildcats. This is 121 pounds, and right away, Reed with the takedown. Bar arm trying to put Pardo over onto his back. Working that left arm over pretty good. Now puts him in double trouble. Pardo trying to roll through. Reed settles him back. Applies the pressure. Referee down looking. And he pins him. 52 seconds of the first period. Alex Reed with the fall. That'll make the final score 49-15 in favor of Central Mountain. We'll be back with a wrap-up and hopefully a word with the coach, and we'll do that right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Mark and Troy here. It's been a big year at Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And now we're getting ready for 2024 with our Wrap Up the Year sales event. Like new Jeep Renegades, 50% off with up to $4,500 in discounts. 15% off all Jeep Gladiator Sports. That's a saving of up to $8,000. Take 10% off every 2023 Grand Cherokee in stock and 10% off every Ram 1500 in stock. So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman Difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Make a difference in our community today during the 2023 Subaru Share the Love event.
For every new Subaru purchase or lease, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of charity partners, and WNL will personally match the donation. Choose from the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, the National Park Foundation, or our hometown charities, Geisinger Children's Miracle Network or Haven Ministries.
Plus, you can take advantage of as low as 1.9% financing on all 2023 Subaru Forester models.
Off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLSubaru.com.
Financing for well-qualified applicants only. Subaru Forester models excludes PFF model trim. See WNL Subaru for complete details. Offers expire 1/2/24.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Life's expensive, from Claire's piano lessons to Fido's weekly dog grooming. But shopping for everyday essentials this Christmas doesn't have to be. With Wise Market's low, low price holiday favorites, saving money on your family's everyday purchases this Christmas just got a little easier. And now you can watch all those savings add up to even bigger holiday rewards, which you can redeem for gas, groceries, or even a holiday ham for Christmas. Now that's rewarding. That's Wise.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve you.
Pelican Snowball Sunbury is the Susquehanna Valley's home of the world's best snowball, serving you the softest shaved ice with over 100 flavors to choose from every day. Open daily from April through September along Shikellamy Avenue in Sunbury. We can also serve the world's best snowball at any type of event that you're planning. Contact us to schedule your 2024 event today. For more information, visit us on Facebook at Pelican Sunbury PA. Pelican Snowball Sunbury. Come taste happy. Pelican Snowball Sunbury is the Susquehanna Valley's home of the world's best snowball, serving you the softest shaved ice with over 100 flavors to choose from every day. Open daily from April through September along Shikellamy Avenue in Sunbury. We can also serve the world's best snowball at any type of event that you're planning. Contact us to schedule your 2024 event today. For more information, visit us on Facebook at Pelican Sunbury PA. Pelican Snowball Sunbury. Come taste happy.
Looking for the perfect Christmas gift? Shop.
We're going to continue to grind.
And we are back again. Sorry for the problem there. But people want to go home, so they unplug us.
Yeah.
But I do have Coach Tim Bosch here. Was getting a few words with him before we got going here. So we'll just kind of take a general overall look at just some of the matches because, boy, I tell you what, the Central Mountain team, I mean, the Braves didn't wrestle badly tonight. We had some high spots. We had, you know, some spots where we need to improve. But they're solid all the way through.
Yeah, there's no weakness in that lineup as far as I can see. Starting with Evan Kistner at 127. He wrestled a good, really solid match against Southern. And so I was hoping he was going to be as sharp as he was against Southern out there, but had a real tough opponent. Aiden Coons was ready to wrestle, controlled him on top. We're still working on that wrist control, which was a theme throughout the entire evening. We were still struggling to keep guys off our wrists on bottom as a team. So that's something we got to go back to the drawing board on. But, you know, he wrestled tough. He battled and ended up with, what was it? I'm trying to think, remember.
Yeah, well, 13-1 or 20-2 tech fall, and 4-22. Isaac McGregor, you can't buy this guy a match. They forfeited to him, bunked a couple other people up, put Patrick Tarantella up against
Brubaker,
and that didn't last long.
Yep. And then
we have Carnell Noon.
The next match went even quicker.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a first period fall. And then you ran into a state champion in Dalton Perry against A.J. Benedict, and boy, Perry is even more of a horse than he was last year. He's really matured.
Yeah, I was surprised how he was spinning our guy around at will out there. But he's very good at cutting the corner and misdirecting. And
yeah.
He knows what he's good at, and he does it well.
160 pounds. This is a little bit of a disappointment. Cole Wetzel ahead until the final 10 seconds of the match.
Yeah.
Gave up that takedown. Boy, if you had hair, it would be gray.
I got a little gray.
All right.
But, yeah, I agree. I thought we had that one. Cole was wrestling a real sharp match right until the last 10 seconds. But that's wrestling. You got to stay sharp for 6 minutes if it goes the distance. So can't relax, especially against Central Mountain. Very hopeful with what Cole showed in that match. He's got the ability to hang with these guys and the ability to beat them. So we just got to turn one corner, and we'll be right there.
All right, then his brother, Connor, comes out, wrestled another real tough kid than Jake Weaver. Weaver slowed him down into the second period, but, you know, you could just see Connor taking hold there in the third period, and that's when you got to win these matches.
Yeah, Connor's one of the things we're working on is that misdirection for him. He's got a couple really nice shots. Weaver was able to slow him down a bit for the first two periods, and he wasn't able to get that motion that he uses to dominate. So once he got that turned on, and you know, conditioning is always great. He's putting in a lot of extra work, and it shows out there.
Yeah, it really does.
Very happy with how he performed.
189 pounds, again, you find the toughest kid in the team for your kid. Went out and battled him, though. I mean, you know, he wasn't able to score, really do much anything at all on him, but he didn't quit.
No, he's not going to quit. Again, he was, you know, letting the guy get on his wrist, and of course that leads to some tilts, and that leads to the score getting run up pretty quick on you. But he's in it to fight. He shows up ready to wrestle every time. So all in all, happy with his performance. Went out there, he's not intimidated, so that's definitely a positive moving forward.
215 pounds, Brody Raybuck. He had to wrestle Rocco Serafini just to see where he was at, get a gauge on it. Boy, you know, I'll tell you what, Serafini is, man, he's a horse.
Yeah, yeah, it's a powerful kid. Brody was making that initial move on bottom, getting to that quad pod position, but then sort of was freezing. So we got to figure out how to get one more move or two more moves or whatever it takes to get off bottom, because I definitely like the matchup on the feet. Brody was getting confident with his shots. He's doing a little bit better of setting things up. Got in on the legs pretty deep a couple times, and he's a powerful kid himself. So if we can get him to those legs, he can score. Just got to get him back to his feet off bottom.
Yeah, well, three moves in a row, you're going to score in high school. We had a forfeit at heavyweight. That moves down to 107 pounds. Jacob Hendricks. Now, he got pinned, but
wrestled tough.
Yes, he
that.
Sure did. And I want to tell you what, he had Heverly. He countered Heverly's headlocks nicely.
Yeah, yeah. He rolled through the one, or nearly rolled through a couple of them. One of them ended up out of bounds. I would have liked to seen that play out a little bit more. But a lot of good stuff he's showing out there.
Yeah.
So I think he's definitely listening to what we're training in the room. He's listening to what we're teaching. He's coachable. Got a bloody lip out there that wouldn't stop. That kind of frustrated him a bit. But
other than that,
he looked pretty good.
114, Max Hallman. Hallman picked up his game tonight. He lost 5-3, but boy, he was battling. You know, one of the things that I noticed is that he was keeping his hips up and he was staying in a little bit better position. Earlier in the season, he seemed to like to keep those hips down on the mat.
Yeah, yeah, he's definitely wrestled a better match tonight than the other night, but we got to get him shooting. He's low already. We got to get him confident in pulling that trigger. I think I saw him a couple times. He wanted to go, but hesitated just a little bit. So he's recognizing the position. We just got to get him to pull the trigger a little bit more, and I think it'll pay dividends for him. So again, he wrestled a tough match. A lot better motion tonight.
Yeah.
Lighter on his feet. Hand fighting well. He's getting close. He's right there.
And then you finish up with 121 with Alex Reed. And again, what can you say about Alex? He goes out, takes a kid down, and sticks him in the first period.
Yeah. We wanted him to finish big on his shot. You know, he got in on the legs really quickly, controlled the tie-ups. It's all the things we're working on, all the things we want from our guys. Control those tie-ups. Make sure you have a setup. Get in deep. Keep your head up and finish that shot and look to put the guy on his back as quick as we can. Reedy went out there and basically did everything we asked him to. So put his kid away, and we're on our way back to Sunbury.
There you go. Well, you got in another week, you've got Conestoga Valley tournament, and then in 2 weeks, Milton. The other thing tonight, the girls with a big win.
Yeah.
Came back and beat a team that beat them.
They did. They wrestled tough. We made a couple of adjustments, did a couple of things off bottom. They went out and they executed. They were all excited to get out there and wrestle, and had a heck of a performance tonight. Looked very good in my eyes.
Yep, young ladies look good. Well, Coach, we'll let you get back on the bus and head on down Route 80, but good talking with you.
Yes, always.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Coach Tim Bosch talking about tonight's match. Braves losing 49-15 against a real tough Central Mountain team. Well, we'll talk a little bit about what is going to happen coming up, and we'll do that right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You can serve. You can protect. America needs criminal justice professionals now more than ever, and you can become one of them with an associate and or bachelor's degree in criminal justice from Lackawanna College Sunbury campus. Criminal justice is a growing field where you can make a difference as a police or correctional officer, in private security, investigation, or with government agencies. So take the first step. Visit Lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
This is Kyle.
And Haley.
December is a great month to celebrate the holidays at Penn's Tavern.
Every Tuesday is Tapas Tuesday. Choose three items from our tapas menu, plus one side, all for $19.95. Or just choose something from our regular menu.
Wednesday and Thursday, we also offer our authentic German dishes, along with our regular menu. Penn's Tavern gift certificates make the perfect present.
We are open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Located on Route 147 between Sunbury and Herndon on the beautiful Susquehanna River.
Merry Christmas. From Penn's Tavern, a piece of heaven on Route 147.
It's tough to find a place for lunch or dinner that has something for everybody. Why don't you try something new on Walnut Street in Sunbury, just up the road from Shikellamy Stadium? It's Free Fallin' Grill. There really is something for everybody on their menu that'll make them happy.
Yep, Free Fallin' Grill has burgers, pizzas, hot subs, cold subs, wraps, sandwiches too. And check out their Facebook page for daily specials. Free Fallin' Grill offers local delivery too. Open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 11 to 7. Call 570-917-4588 and make everyone happy.
Back at Central Mountain High School, and the Braves found out why Central Mountain is ranked number 3 in the state right now, 49-15. Central Mountain with the win over the Shikellamy Braves. The Braves have a week off before heading to the Neil Turner Memorial down at Conestoga Valley, down in Lancaster. We will not be there for any kind of live broadcast. I possibly will be there to take in the action. Have to wait and see how things go, but the Braves back in action next Friday and Saturday at Conestoga Valley. And then after the first of the year, they will be wrestling on the 4th at the Lockup Gymnasium when Milton comes to town, and then heading on down the line for the Line Mountain Duels on January 6th. That is a Saturday, and that is a day-long dual meet tournament. So that's what the Braves will be doing here in the next 2 weeks. We'll be back with you for the Milton match. So before we say our farewells, we'd like to take this short time out and thank some more of our sponsors. We'll be back right after this.
That's why Service First Federal Credit Union offers everyday equity. With this unique home equity line of credit, pay tuition, plan vacation, kickoff remodeling projects, and much more. Everyday equity provides easy access to funds, low monthly payments, and the flexibility to lock in Service First's great low rates on up to two segments of your line. Controlling your budget and accomplishing your goals just got easier. Apply today. Visit serviceone.org. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Hi, it's Mike from Aubrey Alexander Toyota. Home of the low price, guarantee. If you beat our deal, we'll pay you $1,000. Aubrey Alexander Toyota would like to wish the Shikellamy Braves wrestling team good luck in their upcoming season, and a special shout out to my son, Senior Alex Reed. Go get him, kid. Aubrey Alexander Toyota, on the strip in Sealands Grove, taking the deals the other guys won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships, what a way to go.
40 years of business. It must be doing something right. AdOne thanks their customers for all the support. Many of them have been with AdOne for all of those 40 years. Stick with a locally owned company when you're in need of employee apparel, customer appreciation gifts, and spirit fundraising program items. They have pens and just about anything you could put a logo on. AdOne wishes everyone happy holidays and a prosperous new year. Go to mypromotionalneeds.com. That's mypromotionalneeds.com. AdOne Advertising and Design.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915.
SMC.
Stand for
selling more cars.
And
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Back at Central Mountain High School, where the Braves have dropped a 49-15 decision to the Central Mountain Wildcats. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you and your entire family a happy holiday season, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Hope you have a great holiday season from all of us here at Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation. Well, from the Central Mountain High School, where again the final score is Central Mountain 49, Shikellamy 15. Good luck to the Shikellamy Braves, who will compete in the Neil Turner Memorial Holiday Classic at Conestoga Valley High School in Lancaster next week. And then join me again in 2 weeks when the Braves host the Milton Black Panthers in the Lockup Gymnasium. For Rick Urban, pushing all the right buttons high atop our Blue Hill studios, this is Steve Williams inviting you back when the Braves throw down on the Resolute. Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling is a WKOK Sports presentation. A happy holidays to you and your family, and good night.